This is Red Podcast, episode number 223. I just got back from Orlando where I attended PodFest Multimedia Expo. My review is coming up.
This is the Red Podcast, the marketing podcast for influencers. Rise above the noise. Expand your audience. Deliver impact. Here's your host, David Hooper.
Just got back to Nashville from Orlando. Was down there 5 days attending PodFest Multimedia Expo. This was my first year down there, and since I didn't know a lot about it, I got on their private Facebook that they set up for attendees. Noticed that people were sharing their flight information, when they were landing, splitting rides, added my information to the list. Michael O'Neill, you may know him from a podcast called Solopreneur Hour, he hooked up a ride, asked me if I wanted to tag along. I said, sure, yeah, that sounds great. So I land in Orlando, haul ass off the plane because I'm a few minutes behind the other people, connect with Michael O'Neill and a woman that I didn't know. Her name was Sabah Fokhari. They're in an SUV, already loaded up, threw my stuff in the back, and we're off. One of the things that I didn't know about Orlando, and the other people in the car didn't know it either, Sabah was not from Orlando. They've got toll roads, got to pay to play on these roads. Nobody in the car had cash. And we found that out when we stopped at one. Nobody's got the $1.50 that it takes to go through it. Mike turns on the flashlight on his phone. Sabah, she'd borrowed a car from her brother and is looking through cup holders and anything she can find for change for us to get through on this road. And then she remembers that she has cash in her luggage in the back of the car. She gets out of the car. By this time, cars behind us are starting to pile up. We've been there for a minute or two. They're getting agitated. She finds the cash in her luggage, pays for our toll, pays for the guy behind us, since we've kept him waiting. We pull out of the toll booth. It's dark. It's rainy. Not 10 seconds later, bam, 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 loud horn goes off behind us. I don't know what's going on because it happened so quickly. I turn around. Now, I don't know if she had forgotten to close the hatchback, or because it was a borrowed car, if the hatchback wasn't working. All the luggage that was in the back, mine included, it's now all over the interstate. Fortunately, being a toll road, everybody was already stopped. We were able to grab the luggage, get it back in the car, then we were off. That's how my PodFest experience started. This is the Red Podcast, the podcast for influencers. On Red Podcast, I talk about the Holy Trinity of influence, the trifecta, books, broadcast, and live events. If you've got a message to spread and you want to make people care about that message, this is the podcast for you. One of those elements of broadcast, it is podcasting. And on this episode, I'll be reviewing the PodFest Multimedia Expo. It happens every year. Should you attend, you'll know by the end of this episode. You know, as much as I love podcasting, email is still an important way to establish and grow your connection with your audience. If you're looking to establish and grow your list, I've got something for you. It's called The Complete Guide to Email Marketing. It's free for you. You can get it instantly. Go to createyourlist.com to get it now. You'll learn how to get your first 1,000 subscribers and beyond. The Complete Guide to Email Marketing. To get it right now, free of charge, go to createyourlist.com. This episode is my review of the PodFest Multimedia Expo. Anytime I review a live event, I give this disclaimer every time. I have run several large conferences. As far as live, local events, done hundreds of them. So I know a little bit something about putting a great event together. What works, what doesn't work, what's going on behind the scenes. In this review, I want to be respectful of the work that it takes to do a great live event. But I also want to be honest with you. So I'm going to give you the good, the bad, and the ugly, then let you make your own decision whether or not you should attend PodFest Multimedia Expo. Dumping your luggage in the middle of the highway? That's ugly. But it also turns a simple ride from the airport into an adventure. I was just going to get a lift, get a cab. That would have been boring. One of the great things about going through a situation like that is not only do you have a great story to tell, but you've also got camaraderie with the people that you share it with. That's one of the great things about attending live events. You're having this shared experience with other people who are there, And that builds relationships. And that's how you really get to know somebody. That was one of the best things about attending PodFest. Got to know a lot of great people. I'll be talking about the people that I've met. I'll be talking about the content presented, what you can expect to learn at PodFest. I'll also be giving some general advice about, as an attendee, how to have a great conference. Not only PodFest, but any conference that you go to. So let's start off with the location. Orlando. Imagine Las Vegas without gaming. That's Orlando. Disney World is there. Because of that, a ton of direct flights going there. It's super easy to get to. The only downside is that the planes are packed with kids going to Disney. And not just kids, underbehaved kids. My plane from Nashville, I want you to imagine this. It was like a family reunion of Catholics combined with a family reunion of Mormons, combined with a family reunion of quiverful Christians. Tons of kids, each with his own roller bag, and the ratio of children to adults, probably 3 or 4 to 1. These parents seemed completely overwhelmed, didn't do a very good job of keeping everybody calm and patient during the flight. Little Jimmy's having a meltdown because he can't use his iPad while we're taking off. Kicking the seat in front of him, which happened to be me. So kind of a tough flight. I was thinking on the way down there that it might actually be a cool business opportunity for me. What I could do is do a tour group of people with spouses that are ready to have kids and you're not. And we would take your spouse who's ready to have kids on a flight to Disney, maybe kind of delay that decision a little bit. Or maybe she doesn't want to have kids after going on a flight to Disney because the kids are so underbehaved and so crazy. Maybe we can make it a social issue where we put at-risk teenagers who think they want kids on a plane to Disney. All of a sudden, they don't want kids. Orlando may not have gaming, but you are gambling when you take a flight there. Before you hop on that plane, make sure you've got your earplugs, maybe some of those Bose noise-canceling headphones. Let's talk about the hotel. Once we got there, very nice, close to the airport, easy access. There's no Uber or Lyft from the airport. You can get to there. But to get from the airport, you're going to have to take a cab or get hooked up with my friend Sabah. The PodFest Hotel had kind of a resort feel. 24-hour food, had a gym, pool, hot tub, table tennis. Jeff Sanders, he's got a podcast called The 5 a.m. Miracle. Connected with him while I was there. He kicked my ass at air hockey. That's the kind of entertainment option that you have. It's a fun kind of a resort feel. A lot of food options. For me, as a vegetarian, not so many. Hopped a lift over to Whole Foods, came back with a ton of food for the week. Every single room was a suite with a mini fridge, a microwave, problem solved. The conference itself, 350, 450 people, somewhere around there, a lot. Compared to Podcast Movement, the other big podcasting conference, Podcast Movement is definitely larger than PodFest, but consider this, the right people matter more than the general number of people. During PodFest, I had a lot of quick conversations with people, met a lot of people, but most of my time was spent with about 10 people. It only takes one good connection, one good relationship to make a conference worth your while. It's very similar with content, what's being presented. If you walk away with one good idea that you take action on, the event's going to pay for itself. Regarding the type of people that are there, let's talk about the overall community. I had people whom I didn't know waiting to pick me up. I'd met Michael O'Neill once, spent maybe 5 minutes with him in Las Vegas a couple of years ago. Didn't know Sabah. These two didn't know me, and they're waiting to pick me up. Now we know each other. Like I said, that ride, it became an adventure. But even if the luggage hadn't been thrown out all over the highway, we still would have been able to bond in a really great way. And that's one of the things that I loved about PodFest. A great group of people. Everybody passionate about podcasting, everybody passionate about sharing podcasting with others. At the event, there were people available to answer every question you could have about podcasting. As an example, Mark Johansson, super cool guy, met him a couple of years in Las Vegas at New Media Expo. He brought at least 20 mics for people to test to get a feel for what their voice sounded like in each one of them. A lot of times, if you're a podcaster, you'll hear about mics, you'll read about mics, you'll hear other people on mics and hear what they sound like on them, but you're not able to try them out for yourself. Mark brought at least a couple of dozen mics for people to test their voices on. Really cool setup he had. Looked like a piece of modern art made out of metal, mics sticking out everywhere. You could try each one of them. Really cool thing that he did. And that's an example of some of the cool and open-minded people that were at this event. If you only went to meet people that shared your interest in podcasting, this event would be worth it. I'll give you another quick story. Met a guy, his name is Ken Blanchard. He's got a podcast called Black Man with a Gun, which I've always thought was pretty interesting. Coming from the South, like I did, if you listened a couple episodes back, episode 220, you heard me talking about gun shows and how I grew up in the gun show business. Ken lives in that world. We differ a lot politically, but there's still that love of podcasting that brought us there together. As a matter of fact, later that night, I actually got together with Ken at the table, a very conservative Christian, had a gay guy from New York, and also Dave Jackson from School of Podcasting. You can go to schoolofpodcasting.com to see where he fits on this political spectrum. And we hung out for a while. Everybody cool, everybody respectful. Where else does that happen? It doesn't. It's one of the reasons I think podcasting is so important. Podcasting gives an opportunity for people with like-minded opinions to come together, but it also allows us to hear opinions that we're not going to hear in the normal silos that we live in. And we kind of had a little piece of that live in person at that table that night. So in my opinion, were the right people there? Yes, absolutely. And let me be clear, this event wasn't small. Again, 350, 450 people there. Not small. As a matter of fact, Mike O'Neill, after that first night, there was an opening party that we went to, saw him there, talked for about 5 minutes after our ride together from the airport. Didn't see him again the entire 5 days. There were plenty of people there. You could see somebody once, not see him again the entire time. Pretty good sized trade show, maybe 25 booths. Lipson was there. Tascam was there. Interview Connections. Jessica Rhodes, she and her company were there. One connection is all it takes to make this event or others like it pay for itself. Hey, related to this, I want to talk about the guy running this event. Chris Kremitzos, super cool guy. Talked to him on the phone once before I went down there. He asked me to mentor one of the beginning sessions to help people get their podcast set up. Was happy to do that. And I really wish that I could have spent more time with him in person. But as the organizer, super busy, lots going on. He's putting out fires, keeping people happy. There are a lot of things that happen during an event like this. But I bring up Chris because as I was meeting people, met at least 100 people where I had a good conversation with them. Probably half of them knew Chris Kremitzos. They were there because he had asked them to come. He had some kind of relationship with them. And it was super obvious when you talk to these guys how much they loved and respected this guy. He did such a great job of acknowledging the people who came, which I thought was a nice touch. He was very good about sharing credit with the people who were helping him to put on the event. Very good about acknowledging people. Just a really cool guy. Such a great example for what you as a podcaster, you as a speaker, you as a book author can do with the people who listen to you and who read your stuff. If you do this with listeners, if you do this with readers, just simply acknowledge them. That means so much and it will go so far. This is what influence looks like. It's you being able to set up an event such as PodFest, call your friends, and based on reputation, have all of them come sight unseen. That's why I was there. Now, it wasn't Chris that told me to come. It was Dave Jackson from School of Podcasting. He said, hey, man, I think you'll really get something out of this event. I've known Dave for a long time. Dave was actually a musician before he was into podcasting. I've known him that long, probably 15, maybe 20 years even. One of the first podcasts I ever listened to. He's been podcasting since 2005. Kind of got me in on this when I put my radio show online. So I trusted him. We had that relationship. And when he said that I should be there, I took a punt, decided to get on the plane with all those kicking, screaming, underbehaved kids and make the trek to Orlando. Was it worth it? Yes. I'm going to go back to Chris Kremitzos. Let's talk about how he got those relationships. I was asking people, how do you know Chris? How did you meet him? Tell me more about this relationship that you have with him. Chris started a local group in Tampa, pretty close to Orlando, where we were. He went local. He started where he lives. Didn't worry about going to New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, the places where he's not. Started local right where he was. And he started getting these groups of people together. He started it with the people he had access to and then grew it. In fact, PodFest, if you look at that as an example, maybe 100 people there last year from what I could gather. This thing has grown 3 to 5 times from what it was last year. A huge increase, and that's how it starts. Small attracts big. You start where you are with what you've got. You plant your flag and let people join in. You've probably been a part of conversations like that. You'll see one or two people talking about something. They're super enthusiastic about it, and you're drawn in. I actually saw these on the plane and in the airport. You'll see somebody talking about something. And you say, well, yeah, man, they're talking about podcasting. I'm a podcaster. Let me ask them about podcasting. Hey, couldn't help but overhear you talking about podcasting. I'm a podcaster too. Or I'm trying to lose weight too. Or I'm excited about this too. That's how it starts. That is how community is born. You plant your flag. You let people know how you feel. You attract them. Why is that? Because people want to feel part of something. Because it feels good to be understood. And it feels nice to be supported. If you can provide these three things, letting people feel part of something, letting people feel understood, letting people feel supported, you can bring in people to your event. Diving deeper about Chris and how he got these relationships, he did something really cool. It's very similar to speed dating on a personal side, speed networking on the business side, where he got everybody at PodFest, 300, 400 people, in the single room. You had a card that you received when you walked in, four numbers on it. Each number was a corresponding table, and you set it at a table with seven other people, so eight people total. And then what he would do is give everybody a question to answer. For example, what's your favorite podcast? If I were to tell you my favorite podcast, you know a lot about me as a person. And not only would people answer questions like that, they'd tell where they were from, they'd tell what their podcast was, they'd tell what they were looking for at the event. So you'd sit there at a table with seven other people, get to meet them, and when that was done, switch tables and meet an additional seven people. Were they long conversations? No. Were they deep conversations? No. But it was people planting the flag, letting others know who they are and what they were looking for. And it was also a brief introduction to where if you pass that person again in the hallway, on the trade show floor, in one of the conference rooms, you could start a longer conversation. He did this on the first night. The whole thing took 90 minutes, 2 hours maybe. But because of that, we're instantly connected to another 28 people at the event. Each of those people was connected to other people whom you didn't get to meet. And people started getting connected. For me, as somebody who was going there to connect with people, this was definitely one of the highlights. Regarding the content, because of meeting people during that initial two-hour session, it actually was tough for me to get into the content rooms. I would see somebody that I knew, we'd start having a conversation. See somebody else that I knew, we'd start having a conversation. Didn't get to see as much of the content as I would have liked to. A word on the content. There was a lot of motivational content. This is good if you like motivation. Not so good if you're not a motivational person. For me, it doesn't really help me. I don't feel like I need the motivation. I don't feel that it's very helpful. When you step in your podcast studio, just you and the microphone, you're all alone. It's nice to know that there are people who are podcasting other than you, but I don't find those people helpful when I'm outlining a show, recording a show, editing a show. It's just me and the work that needs to be done. Stephen Pressfield talks about this in his book, War of Art. He said it's like going on a cruise ship. You're on the ship. Everybody else is waving and cheering from the sidelines. But when that ship sails away, it's just you. So as far as motivational content, not something I'm really into. If you like it, there was a lot of that kind of content at PodFest. But there's also a lot of hands-on stuff. And this is what I think was really motivating for people because they could find out that they could actually do what it was that was being talked about. I mentioned earlier that I mentored for a workshop. The room was divided into maybe 8 or 10 teams, 5 or 6 people per team. It was kind of like a competition. There were no prizes. Every team was given an hour to come up with a concept for a podcast, outline an episode, record an episode, edit an episode. And after that hour, we all gathered together and heard each other's episode. Pretty cool thing. By the end, everybody in that room was part of a team that had recorded and produced an episode. I think if you'd never recorded a podcast, and many people hadn't, they were complete beginners, that would be extremely motivating because you would know that it was possible for you. So I thought that was very cool. The number of beginners at these events has surprised me. Podcast movement, also full of beginners. The big difference between the attendees at PodFest and the attendees at Podcast Movement, I think podcast movement tends to have more company people. They do it during the week. It's a higher end ticket. There are a lot of companies there. Podfest, a lot more individuals. And this was true for the people on panels as well. Podcast movement tends to have a lot of public radio people, a lot of established podcasts, very popular podcasts that are maybe part of companies, people with staffs, people with editors, research assistants, people with a distribution network such as NPR already in place. At PodFest this year, you are a lot more likely to find somebody who is a one-man show, somebody who outlines, researches, records, books his own interviews, edits his own podcast, does everything on his own. To me, that's what I prefer because I'm that guy. I don't have a big staff. I don't have research assistants. Red Podcast, this is just me to you coming directly from my brain. I don't have to edit my own podcast. I don't edit my own radio show, but I like editing my own podcast because it makes me a better host. When I start seeing patterns of things that I'm having to edit out, it's a way for me to improve. I don't just dump it on somebody else. Now, that's not to say if you hire an editor that that's bad. Like I said, I've got an editor for my radio show. But when it comes to being a great host, my hosting skills have improved dramatically since starting my podcast, not only because I'm doing my own editing, but because I have more time in front of the mic. I can put out episodes whenever I want to. I think there's real value in being an independent podcaster, especially for beginners that are getting those skills together. So if you're a beginner and you want to hear from people that are just like you, working with the same budgets, the same equipment, the same skill sets, the same experiences, PodFest may be better to connect with those kind of people. Not that they're not at Podcast Movement, but as far as being on stage, the independent guys definitely get more stage time at PodFest. Which one should you attend? I like PodFest because it's in Florida in the winter. A lot of places in the country, very cold during the winter. If you want a break from that, come to Florida. Come to Orlando. It's very nice. 70, 80 degree days. It's a very nice break to have in the middle of the winter. If you're an independent podcaster, it's very good for all of the reasons that I just mentioned. Podcast Movement, that's great to see how corporations do podcasting. It's great to see how NPR does podcasting. They've also got a lot of indie podcasters. It's great for that as well. Podcast Movement, that's in the summer. Ultimately, I think these events are spread out far enough that you should be able to attend both. If you're serious about podcasting, if you're serious about growing listener engagement, if you're serious about becoming a better host, you can learn from each of these events. They're not one right after another. They're both great events. One of the things that I was inspired to take action on at PodFest was starting up a brand new mailing list just for podcasters. And if you're a podcaster, you're looking to do engaging episodes that people will want to listen to, that people will want to pass around to their friends, and that people will want to subscribe after hearing, go to redpodcast.com. At the very top, you'll see a box, 10 free episode templates. I will send those to you. I've also got some other great things that I'm going to share with you. I'm going to give you those 10 episode templates right away, but I've actually got 100 different types of episodes. This was content from my book that didn't make the cut. I'm in the editing process now. And I will give you all of this information if you want to get on that list, redpodcast.com. Just look at the top, put your name and your email address there, hit submit. I'll send it to you right away. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Red Podcast. If you want to see the episode notes, the links to everything that I talked about and everybody that I talked about, go to redpodcast.com/223. If you like this episode and you want more, subscribe while you're there. One click is all it takes. Doesn't matter if you get your podcast via iPhone, Android. If you listen on the web, one click is all it takes. Redpodcast.com. Subscribe. You will never, ever miss an episode of Red Podcast. Thank you for listening. I'll see you on the next episode.
You've been listening to Red Podcast, the marketing podcast for influencers. Never miss an episode. Subscribe now with your iPhone, Android, or via RSS at redpodcast.com.
Kind of look like something out of a bondage club, honestly. Looked like something out of your metal shop class in high school. It's the one black guy who voted for Trump.